First off, there are six distinct sections that we will refer to as Section A, B, C, D, E, and F. Also, this particular arrangement winds up being 147 measures long, but it will actually be longer than that because there are a lot of repeats, and I'll point those out as we go. So the first thing we will need to do is start with Section A. Section A is 33 measures long, and here are its first five measures. Section A is in the key of D, so we'll expect a lot of Fs and Cs to be sharped, and we will actually begin with a D arpeggio. So right here, this is D above middle C with your first, F sharp above that with your third, A above that with your fifth. And then we'll go to this. Right here, this is the A below middle C with our first, then F sharp above middle C with our third, A above that with our fifth. With the left hand, we are hitting the D two below middle C with our fifth. So these hit together, sustain pedal goes down. Then left hand, we jump up and play F sharp and A. This is the F sharp below middle C with your second, and then the A above that with your first. We hit these together, and then we're going to play just the A again with the first finger, and with it, right hand will give us this. Now I'm rolling A, F sharp, and A in the right hand. So this is the A above middle C with your first, then F sharp above that with your third, A above that with your fifth. I'll hit the A with my first finger, and then I'll play the F sharp and A together, like that. So from the beginning, we have this. Then what happens, right hand will play that A, F sharp and A again. With it, left hand, play the D below middle C with your fourth. Then left hand play the F sharp and A again. And right hand we're going to do the same thing we did, except with A, D, F sharp. So it's the A above middle C with the first, D above that with the second, F sharp above that with the fourth. We'll play the A by itself, and then play the D and F sharp together. And the left hand does nothing there. It just continues to hold down the F sharp and A. Then at measure four, right hand play the D and F sharp you have under fingers two and four. Left hand, go back down and play that D two below with your fifth. Pedal up and down. Then left hand, come back and play the F sharp and A with fingers one and two by themselves. And then you'll play the A again by itself, but with it right hand, I want you to play the D right above middle C with your first. And that brings us to measure five where we do this. So it's the same three notes we started off with right hand. The D right above middle C with our first. With it, though, left hand is playing the D below middle C with the fourth. So these sit together. The left hand will play the F sharp and A with fingers one and two again. With the right hand, we'll play the F sharp above middle C with our third. And then right hand, play the A above that with your fifth. Now you can keep the pedal down for all of this, but if it does get kind of messy because of some of these rolls we're putting in, you can just pick up the pedal and put it back down again at the beginning of a measure. And some of your best measures for that would be 2 and 4, where the left hand's hitting that low D. But once the song gets up to speed, it shouldn't be too messy sounding. But that's up to you and your particular keyboard or piano. Well, that gets us through measure 5. Let's take a look at the next group of measures.